This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, as well as, get this, the Caribbean, and across and around the world via the Internet. And also, thank you very much to all of our military men and women listening to us right now, and also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, everybody that's out there working, regardless of what you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, well, let's get things started. We've got Colonel Jim Warshak, the retired U.S. Air Force colonel and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
We are ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got to start with the Pensacola Navy base story. First of all, we're all scratching our heads wondering how this Saudi national was able to buy a gun in the United States. I mean, I thought we had laws where they couldn't do this. What do you know about this?
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing, and it goes to how does anybody buy a gun legally, illegally. I know there is a law that allows foreign nationals who are in the military some type of special dispensation to purchase weapons. It's still kind of questionable how that occurs and what type of documentation an individual would need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard two stories here that it was purchased legally, and another one where it was purchased illegally, or it was purchased legally by someone else and then given to him. You know, that remains to be investigated and found out, and you know, whatever it is, that needs to be buttoned up pretty solid, and I'm sure everybody would agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's the other question of how we got it on base. Well, those of us in the military, you know, if you show your ID and you drive through the gate, there's a chance you might get your vehicle searched. I've had my vehicle searched dozens of times in my career.
Sure.
And I was an officer and everything, doesn't matter. In fact, I had my vehicle searched twice in the same day because I drove through the gate, was told to go to the search area outside the gate,
right.
Got searched, and the shift change happened while that was going on. It took them 20 minutes to search my vehicle thoroughly, and I got back in line, drove through, and the next guard says, you need to go have your vehicle searched. And I said, I just got finished doing it. Didn't matter. Do it again. You know, so unless they searched the vehicle and didn't, you know, that happens. And obviously that didn't occur. There's a stand down. This is for every single foreign national who is being trained in the United States. They're reviewing to do a stand down on all the procedures. So, you know, we're going to have to see what comes out of this. There's the diplomatic foreign policy side of this, of training Saudis and any other foreign country, and what type of procedures and rules and everything are going to apply. And then you get into the higher level diplomatic aspect. Okay, we're going to continue to train these guys, and you know, that gets into pretty high level stuff based on agreements and treaties and everything. And then you get into, okay, if we deny all the training to, let's just say, Saudi Arabia or another country, guess where they're going to go next?
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be the Russians and the Chinese who do it. So this is bigger, broader, deeper than
now,
what is being said in the papers.
Now, we know temporarily that this program has been suspended with 588 of these foreign military students, not all aviators, different things, sitting in limbo right now as they turn around and reevaluate what it is they've got going. And I'm sure they're going to turn around and re-vet every one of these individuals.
Absolutely. And that's going to be... pretty high level pressure on these countries to, you know, they're depending on this training. There's agreements on this training, and I'm not just talking Saudi Arabia, I'm talking every country. And that gets into the high level diplomatic things. Okay, we're not going to have this again. We're not going to stand for this. And that remains to be seen what will happen. I am sure things will be tightened up and, you know, suspensions of countries and everything else. Based on all the investigations and findings, let's see what happens, I guess.
Yep. Okay, and I'm talking to Colonel Jim Warshak. Colonel Jim Warshak is retired U.S. Air Force colonel, was stationed over here at CENTCOM, also worked under the command of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. And by the way, Mike Flynn is apparently going to say something here in the not too distant future. I hear he's going to talk.
Yeah, his case is coming up for a hearing, and as we all know, a lot of this is going to be dependent on what comes out of the current DOJ and IG investigations, and I think there's going to be stuff coming out with regard to Flynn from both Barr and John Durham in this investigation, because a lot of this leads back to him, because he was one of the first to feel the pain of this whole thing.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're going to talk some politics when we come back. You know, today, the IG, Mr. Horowitz, is going to be over in front of Lindsey Graham. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Jim Warshick from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, as also a retired United States Air Force officer, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Find them online, mossnissan.com, M-A-U-S-Nissan.com. Now, folks, anybody can afford to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan and Moss Acura with the new programs that they have to help anybody get a vehicle. Now, you can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Make sure you stop by one of their locations, the store up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, the store in Crystal River on U.S. 19, the Moss Wholesale to the Public location, which is all certified pre-owned at Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19. And in North Tampa, where they have two dealers, they have the Moss Acura and Moss Nissan at the 11001 North Florida Avenue location. Now, you can let Moss Nissan put you in a new or newer vehicle today if you decide to go certified pre-owned. And they can also repair the ride you're currently driving around in with some of the best auto repair facilities across Tampa Bay. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all we're veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on vehicles at mossnissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you money, too. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, Colonel Jim Warshick is back with us. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
The IG report, a lot of people came out. The Democrats are doing hot laps around the rink going, hey, there's nothing there. There's no there. Well, there is a there if you bother to read it, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot there, but, excuse me, you have to approach the IG report for what an IG report is. I think that's the biggest misconception across the whole news media, whether you're a conservative reporter and certainly whether you're a liberal reporter, mm-hmm. is actually what an IG report is. And of course, those of us in the military know full well what IG reports are because we deal with them probably more so than any, entity of government.
Sure.
And the report there is not to, accuse or to indict or to prosecute anything. It's a report of what occurred. And I give you an example. I saw an IG report at one of the military commands because an officer was having an affair with a civilian mm-hmm. Who worked on a staff. And the word got out. An IG complaint was filed. The IG investigated, went around to every person who would possibly know anything about it and took
right.
testimony from everybody.
Right.
It didn't point fingers and say this officer was in violation. It basically laid out what occurred, what right. people knew, what people saw, what happened. Mm-hmm. That report went to the commander. The mm-hmm. commander now, along with the JAG, Judge Advocate General,
right.
would make a determination whether the officer was in violation of the law.
Sure.
Based on the findings, it was the officer who said, this is a violation. I'm going to prosecute this officer because he is not within standing of the Uniform Code of Military Justice and give him an Article 15 or Article 32 or whatever. And that's how it happens. Same thing here. There's a lot of things in here, and when you read through it, you'll see, that's nothing. But the report is not going to say this necessarily occurred. Now, in this IG report, what was not said, because the IG report's not supposed to do it, there were 9 referrals given to the Attorney General out of this that he will now investigate or has been investigating. There's lots of things in here. If you read and say, wow, that's a violation, that's wrong. This is going to be the Attorney General. This is William Barr and John Bull Durham who will take that report and then say, I'm going to indict you mm-hmm. for this. So that's coming. The report is not going to come out and accuse or say this person did mm-hmm. wrong. That has to be interpreted based on the law
mm-hmm.
and the Constitution and everything else that falls in line by William Barr. And we already know that the scope of the IG report was only within the IG and the DOJ. If he saw a trail going across over to the intelligence community, he was barred from going any further. John Durham and William Barr have that broad authority to do that, and they've been investigating the intelligence community and the rest of the government, and
right.
even going overseas to follow the trails to what is. You know, the findings that are in the report, they knew about this already, and you follow this in the news. Their reports and their indictments
mm-hmm.
that are forthcoming will be, you know, what we need to watch, and
okay.
I firmly believe that will occur.
All right, hold on. We got a caller with a question. Good morning. Is this Sean?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's your question, sir?
Remember when Horowitz made his first testimony, 2 years ago, whatever, and he kept saying, well, we're working on that, we'll get to that, you know what I mean? And now we finally got it. But when Comey was fired and Christopher Wray was put in, I could tell from his very first press conference that this guy was basically no different than Comey. And I'm just trying to figure out why he was appointed and why he's still there, because he does not seem to be somebody that we would want.
All right. Let's see if we can give you an answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Colonel Jim.
That's a great question. That's one of the questions a lot of people are asking. I have my concerns about Director Wray. He's been relatively quiet. He hasn't come out on a regular basis and said anything. What he has said kind of causes a lot of people, including myself, on certain days to scratch my head. I'm trying to figure out if he is playing a purpose or a specific role
mm-hmm.
with a purpose. Maybe he was picked, and I'm speculating, and I'll be perfectly honest, I'm speculating, maybe he was picked to serve that way, to cause people to question things, or he was the next in line most capable of doing his job as,
mm-hmm.
You know, FBI director.
Mm-hmm.
We're not investing he's the current director now. His job is to run the FBI going forward. his job is not to point fingers backwards. He wasn't the director then, and to be questioned on what is going on here. His job is like anywhere else. You hire the new guy, okay, he takes over. I think a lot of it is he doesn't have any business saying anything about this because that was outside the scope of his leadership, what occurred during, you know, most of this during the Obama administration, towards the end of the Obama administration and into the Clinton, the Trump administration. So he really doesn't have a role within this other than to run the day-to-day operations of the FBI going forward. And I think that's probably where the disconnect is with a lot of folks, including myself. Sometimes I'm like, okay, when I sit back and look at it, okay, I think he's doing his job the way he's supposed to do it and run the FBI. Time in life still goes on. The place has got to be run. What's being investigated was the previous director.
Okay, now let's fast forward. We've got the IG going to testify today in front of Senator Lindsey Graham's committee in the Senate. But then we find out overnight that Rudy Giuliani is going to make release of his trip to the Ukraine public this week, we believe.
You know, Rudy Giuliani is pivotal here. There's been a lot of scrutiny and a lot of question of what he's been doing and what he's been up to.
Right.
All that is coming from the Democrats because I believe the Democrats are scared to death of him and what he knows. One, because of his relationship with the president that goes back, lots of years.
Yeah.
Back when he was mayor and Trump was a businessman in New York. He was given a special mission. The president can appoint anybody to invest anything in any country he wants. And I think part of this is anything coming forward from him may be certainly critical to the Ukraine issue. It may it may drop a bomb on the Democrats because they have just bastardized that whole investigation with Ukraine to use it for their own purposes.
Well, you can bet it's going to have the Bidens all over it.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think if you're a little bird here? We've got the U.S. Attorney Durham moving along here. He's added more people to his staff here recently. It appears that there's maybe, and by the way, we had an expert commentator on at 3 o'clock talking about the fact that he believes that there's going to be as many as half a dozen, a few more along the line that are going to be referred for criminal referrals here when Durham comes up with his report.
I'm firmly believing that there's already been a number of criminal referrals. It's a criminal investigation. I'm under the understanding that there's already been a grand jury brought together.
Yep.
That all leads to indictments, and I believe there will be indictments. How many?
All right. Thanks very much, Colonel. We'll talk to you next week, and have yourself a safe week.
You too.
All righty, Cats. Colonel Jim Warshak, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party and also a regular contributor here to the program. I'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There could be a vote in the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday after Democrats announced they would pursue two articles of impeachment against the president: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says the first article of impeachment alleges the president abused his power by withholding congressionally appropriated defense funds to get Ukraine to announce investigations into political rivals.
And when the president got caught, he committed his second impeachable act: obstruction of Congress, of the very ability to make sure that no one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
Republicans accuse Democrats of using impeachment as their only means of defeating the president. The House could vote to impeach before Christmas. The Senate trial is not expected until after 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, are listening to us right now up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on our affiliate AM 1330 WLBB. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody, because they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, Only Eyes Optical, if you need a new pair of glasses, if you are active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes that you get in those big box stores, you'll get a little bit better service here. Matter of fact, a lot better service. And all you got to do is check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, they have a phone number. You can call ahead for an appointment. It's 941-444-7984. And the licensed optician there, listen to me, is Diana Reason. They also have an optometrist there to examine your eyes, to take care of all your eyeglass needs. Now, a lot of people have been going in there and saying, well, I can get two pairs for it and buy it, whatever. Okay, just don't go in there and run your mouth. If you're going to go in there, take a copy of the ad, because she will meet or beat any advertised price. You walk in there with the ad for whatever, she's going to do you right. Okay? I know she's going to do that, because I've seen her, and I know what it's all about when she does that. So she just has to have a copy of the ad to be able to do that. So there you go. Now, with that being said, remember, She cares all about you, Diana Reason, because Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, which is why they, too, all get a discount on their eyeglasses, including members of their family. Hello. Now, stop by today and say hello to Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. The phone number, again, 941-444-7984, and make sure you tell her the captain sent you, Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his eyeglasses. And you bet I do. Great people down there. Love them to death. All righty. Let's go over to the telephone line. And I do believe we have this consumer quarterback on the line. Is that you, Brandon?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
All right. Now, there's so much stuff that's going on right now. And we keep getting, I've got people complaining to me saying, what can we do about this? So you've got people already listening, waiting for the answer to this. There are so many robocalls right now. It's of all things, it's not just insurance, you know, people telling you, well, you can make, it's a stock market, you can make $1 million with $100 investment or whatever. And then that crap about, hi, this is so-and-so, and so we've got your student loan here. I mean, the nonsense is coming through. And these people, some of these people, Brandon, are on the federal no-call list. How are they getting these numbers?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and it's tough. I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and one of the senators was talking about it, Congressman or Senator One, and they were talking about it, and it's on their list. You know, it's on their list of things to address. I don't know how they're going to be able to address it, because a lot of these companies are set up in shell companies out of Panama or Costa Rica, so it's going to be very difficult to enforce it.
Well, I guess what you got to do is when you get the call, you write down the number, and you call up Consumer Protection in Tallahassee or wherever it is.
Yeah, the BBPR maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess that's about all we can do, because it makes no sense. And I mean, I get calls every day. Hey, your student loan is about to, your veteran's loan is about to go. You need to use it. Man, I'm done with my education. I got my master's degree, and that's where I'm stopping.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things you just got to kind of, block that number, report it if you can. But like I say, even if you report it, a lot of these companies, it's a shell company that you can't really track down, and they're not going to be able to enforce anything on them anyway. So I don't know. It's difficult. We'll see. Hopefully technology will, hopefully help. The regulators enforce it.
Okay, now I've got someone else here asking me a question. Said recently, okay, this is from James, and it's not the James in Clearwater, it's another James, and he's over in Lakeland. James in Lakeland is saying, recently we've had a number of contractors come through our neighborhood. Okay, he said hood, our neighborhood. We don't know if they're licensed or not, but they're want to put on roofs. They want to do different things. They look and see if there's something that they might be able to do for X amount of dollars. What's the procedure on checking these people out, and do they have to show you their license?
Yeah, I would. I would ask for the license. I would go to the sunbiz.org, and also you can call the Florida Department of Professional Regulation, and the DVPR is who you're going to check with them out with. And do a Google search on their name. Ask to see their driver's license and do a Google search on them as well. And, any licensed contractor should have their number available for you, and that would be make it simple to contact the DBPR and ask them about that license and number.
Well, the ones that are doing it right, if they have a vehicle right there in front of you, it'll be on a vehicle.
Yeah, they can put it on the vehicle as well. Business cards are easy to create. So that's something you want to be careful about as well. They're creating business cards that are fake, or we've even had some of our contractors on the show say that people have showed him a contractor's number and it's his actual own number. He said that it happened to him one time.
Okay, well, now you have a some sort of event coming up here in the not too distant future. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're doing it for the Wounded Warriors, Captain. It's something I know is near and dear to your heart as well, and we want to help our veterans. The Wounded Warriors are going to be benefiting from an event that we're throwing with two world champion fighters. So we've got Ken Shamrock, UFC Hall of Famer, coming into town. He's also a WWF wrestling legend, and also Tampa's own Antonio Tarver, five-time world champion boxer, as well as star of the Rocky Balboa sequel, where he was in the movie with Sylvester Stallone. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a VIP meet and greet opportunity, get some autographs signed, and also great business networking. It's going to be at our friend Thomas King's Florida Firearms Academy right there in Tampa, kind of close to Oldsmar Flea Market there. And it's going to be on Wednesday, January 8th. Wednesday, January 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. So it's an evening event. We're going to have some great food, DJ, entertainment, and again, great business networking as well. So check out eventbrite.com. Also, our Facebook page has it as well. We got a Facebook event page out there. And it's with Ken Shamrock and Antonio Tarver. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, and that's a good thing that they can go over to your Consumer Quarterback website, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, eventbrite.com. We'll have the tickets. We're selling general admission tickets for $15, and VIP meet and greets are $50. And it's just to basically think of it as a donation to the Wounded Warriors. You know, the money's going to help the veterans and the Wounded Warriors and the folks that have served this great country.
Now, as a real estate agent, there's kind of a mixed bag right now for properties. I don't think there's an abundance of properties for sale, is there?
Right. Yeah, we're still in a low inventory market. That's right, low inventory.
So, what does that mean for people looking to buy, like, say, their first home?
Yeah, this means that you're going to have a little bit more competition. It means that you have to partner up with a real estate agent that knows what the heck they're doing, one that's aggressive, one that's full-time, you know, for God's sake. A lot of these realtors are part-time, and they're just doing it to try to get their teeth cut, you know, into the business. But that's not time for you to, you know, take a chance on somebody. You got to work with somebody that's really good. For example, my wife just put a property under contract 2 days ago. It just hit the market. We were under contract within 3 or 4 hours. So you have to be diligent. You have to be on the ball. And whenever these properties hit the market, man, a lot of times they're getting multiple offers still. So sure, you got to be on the top of it.
And they're still building everywhere you want to go, you know, north of town and down by Lakewood Ranch. I was down there in that vicinity, and I was down in the Venice area over east of I-75. They're still building anywhere they got a place to build. They're building homes.
Absolutely. People are moving to Florida in droves. You know, these high-tax counties, high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, California, they're driving people here, you know, in Sunshine State. People want to be here. They're escaping the cold. You know, all the traditional reasons why, plus a lot of new reasons why people are moving to the best state, the non-income state tax here in Florida. And the affordability is still relatively awesome compared to a lot of other places. So,
yeah,
it's a great time right now.
Yeah, and here's the other thing real quickly here. Don't bring your voting habits with you down here. There's a reason they call us the Sunshine State and we don't have a state income tax. So don't screw that up for the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it conservative. Give us
the phone number, how we can get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. 813-670-7372. 813-670-7372. Brandon Rimes.
All right. Talk to you real soon. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Brandon Rimes, everybody. And I'll be right back to finish out the show with our final segment and a beach and boating forecast. Not a bad one today. Another good one. You know, we're into our picture postcard days here right now. I mean, the weather's really, 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 really nice. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And good morning to everybody in that chat room this morning. Good morning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
All righty. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to get started here because we are going to do a little something called the Beach and Boating Forecast. All righty. For the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay today, it's going to be a little bit breezy. The winds will start out of the east at about 5 to 10. They'll turn around to the northeast and be 10 to 15, maybe some 20-mile-an-hour gusts this afternoon. It'll be partly sunny most of the day with some scattered showers later on in the day. Seas will be 1 to 2 and then 2 to 3 feet with a moderate chop. The water temperature has bumped up a few degrees. The Gulf water temperature is 71 degrees. The bay water temperature 69. The low tide comes at 7:44 a.m., high tide this afternoon at 2:55 p.m., and it will be a little bit of a breezy day on the water, but nothing you can't handle with a boat from Freedom Boat Club. Now, let me tell you about the Freedom Boat Club and their boats, because they have got it going right. And by right, I mean right, because the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, right here in my area, Tampa Bay, is the largest franchise of all the franchises, 206. 206 across the country, many of whom you're listening to me right now on the radio. So check out the Freedom Boat Club. Now, locally, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. The phone number nationally, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. They have 430 boats here in my backyard. 28 locations right here, Tampa Bay. They're adding, you ready for this? They're adding 200 more boats in 2020. They're going to go up U.S. 41 all the way up to Gainesville, Florida, and add some different ports over in that section of the country. That'll be, that'd be Lake County over there. And I think Sumter's up in there, and then up on into Marion and whatever Gainesville is in. I forgot the county they're in. But anyway, there you go. But they're adding 20 more ports on top of the 28 they have, and 200 more boats on top of the 430 they've got. That is phenomenal growth for the 3 years they've been with us. Because 3 years ago, they were 10 ports and 100 boats. So there's another big deal. A big push for membership, and here it is as we speak. The membership is pretty simple. Everybody gets $2,000 off the membership fee. Everybody gets $2,000 off the membership fee. You can't beat that. So all you're going to do is pay the balance left, which is a lot less than what it was if you get the $2,000 discount. And then you get a monthly bill, and you're in life fun, and away you go. Freedom Boat Club, here you come. Now, here's a really good part, too. With 206 locations across the country, with 3 in Canada, with 6 in France, you heard me right, 6 in France, parlez-vous français, with 1 in the United Kingdom, with 1 in Australia, you get reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Clubs when you join it right here. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. Join the Freedom Boat Club. All you do, show up, pick up the boat, bring it back, park it at the dock, hand them the keys, and walk away. It's that simple. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, 855-FREEDOM, on the phone number. So there you go. Now, we had a great time yesterday, great group of people, great group of veterans, very good people, friends over the years over at Mission Barbecue yesterday. And I'll tell you what, you know, there's nothing better when you have your friends over for dinner. And we just had a great time just having fun, that's all. And people that saw us, you know, we were kind of cutting up a little bit. We had Major Mac, the U.S. version of Major Mac, was here. And we hadn't seen him in a while. So he had a good time having some fun with the gang. And, of course, Jeff was there. We had four different branches of service at the table. So there you go, and that's unusual. The only one we didn't have was a Coast Guard. So if any of you Coasties want to show up sometime on a Tuesday, Mission Barbecue, please do. We've got room at our table, or we'll make room, or they'll pull a table over or whatever, so we can all sit there and just chew the fat back and forth. But it's a really good thing that we do on Tuesdays. Happy to do it. And then, of course, you know about the Mixon Farms. We're down there the first Thursday of each month. And we're working on going to some different other places, too. We're trying to get other partners involved in this. And if you have somebody or some place where you think you might want to have us come and have lunch with the captain, we'd be happy to do that, too. Just let us know, and then we'll take it upon ourselves to see if we can get them to get into the fold there, so to speak. And there you go. Now, I want to remind everybody about my buddy at Dominic's, because I heard from Dominic himself the other day. He wants to get together when I come down to Sarasota again, and we definitely will do that, Dominic. But Dominic's Blinds and Decor, a fixture for 2 decades plus down there in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks, south side of the street. They got that great big 9 foot tall Uncle Sam there, red, white, and blue with the American flag too. Can't miss it. And when you go down there, remember that all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the USA. And they are a Hunter Douglas dealer too, which makes them a big deal. Because if you want a Hunter Douglas dealer blind, they're going to tell you to go to Dominick's. But here's where the rubber meets the road. The big box stores, and I'm so sick and tired of hearing these places go, whoa, we got a special, whoa, we got this. You know, they're on radio, they're on television, and they talk about this, they talk about that. They can't give you the service that Dominick's can. They just can't do it. They can't compete when it comes to the service. They're totally outmatched because Dominick's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So remember that. And you can stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh and see Jill and the gang there in the store. They'll say howdy-howdy to you. And if you're really nice and tell them the captain sent you, they might give you some of that personal supply of that pastry stuff they got in the back room that nobody's supposed to know about. And make sure you wave at the red, white, and blue Dominick's truck, too, because that's probably Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military, all first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominick's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominick's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. And they're located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh in Sarasota, south side of the highway. Their phone number is 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. There you go. We're going to be anxiously watching today and paying attention to the IG, Horowitz, Mr. Horowitz, who will be testifying in front of Lindsey Graham's committee, Senate committee. It definitely will get everybody's attention. It'll be the big deal for the day. I'm not sure what the Democrats will try to do to one-up him, but there isn't going to be a chance for that. Yesterday was a busy news day. Today will be even busier. So think about that for a second. Oh, by the way, coming in December, December the 28th, Saturday, December the 28th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., I will be at the Two Guys Gun Show being held at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds at Robarts Arena. It's going to be a big deal down there for Sarasota County. And they always have a large selection of antique guns, the black powder guns and whatnot. So stop by and see part of history, if nothing else. And we'd be happy to shake hands with you on December the 28th. That'll be a Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I'll be down there during that day. And I might even bring a friend along with me. We'll see. So you'll be able to have somebody saying howdy, howdy to you as well. But we'll see. We'll see if that happens that way. Also, the website for people to go to, because I've had a lot of people saying, and good morning, George. I appreciate you chiming in and you're opining and whatnot. And good morning to the drivers. Good morning, JW. Good morning, Sue. Good morning, Catwoman and Road Dog. Good morning, Tammy. Good morning, Yaya. Good morning, Thomas, the suicide jockey with a big, shiny truck and trailer. How about that? And good morning to our other George. And good morning to Frank. And I'll see you all tonight, everybody, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Keep your eyes on the TV. Watch and see what goes on with this IG testifying today in front of Graham's committee. It ought to be fun. I'll be back. Remember, this program is all about we the people, and what we can do to take and keep our country back from those trying to steal it from us. I'll see you all tonight. Be safe. Stay low. Later.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.